Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening? With Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jeff.
Beloved, did you know that God tells us plainly in His Word how He speaks to man today? Would you not like to know how God speaks to man today? Thank you to our Jay Webb, and we are delighted and blessed that you have tuned in today, dear friends, here through our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Today is a very special broadcast titled, How God Speaks to Man. Now, such a discussion alone makes it a special broadcast. Hey, dear friends, anytime you speak of the Word of God, it is always special. But we have another reason that this is a special broadcast today, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. But first, please keep in touch with us through our social media. We can keep you informed of the latest of the International Gospel Hour happenings, and our Jay Webb will tell you just a little bit about where you can find us.
We appreciate you listening today, and please take a moment to like and follow the International Gospel Hour on Facebook as well as Instagram. You can also follow us on Twitter at @our_gospel. That's @our_gospel. This will keep you updated with our latest efforts, allow you to send a private message, or to know when the International Gospel Hour will be in your area. Follow us on social media. And now, here's Jeff.
Since 1934, the International Gospel Hour has been on the airwaves. Beginning at KTHS in Hot Springs, Arkansas, Brother V.E. Howard went on the airwaves to preach the gospel of Christ, and this is still our same desire to this very day. We love Brother Howard and treasure his memory. His unique saying of, Are You Listening?, is the title of our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour and the name of our quarterly newsletter. We are blessed here at International Gospel Hour to have transcripts of lessons Brother Howard prepared and delivered, placed in print many years ago. Finding these are an absolute treasure to me, so today, in memory of my brother and creator of the International Gospel Hour, I am honored to deliver a lesson from Brother V.E. Howard titled, How God Speaks to Man. It begins, My friends, I wish to present a question for our thought and meditation. How does God speak to man today? Did you ever hear anyone say, well, God talked to me in a dream, or another say, I had a vision, or someone declare, well, God talked to me while I was driving my car down the highway? Or maybe someone vows that God spoke to him and forgave his sins while he laid his hand on the radio. Have you not heard a preacher make the claim that God called him to preach, that God just spoke to him directly from heaven and he heard a still small voice calling him to go preach? Friends, let me tell you something. When you hear a man making such claims, you may be sure this is a mistake. Sometimes mysterious tales are manufactured. A man should know that he never heard any such thing that he could identify as God's voice talking to him. He might have heard something, but it was not God's voice, I can assure you. Beloved, did you know that God tells us plainly in His Word how He speaks to man today? Would you not like to know how God speaks to man today? If you don't know how God speaks to man today, you shall not know when He speaks to you. Furthermore, it is important that we know how God speaks to us today in order that we may know the terms of forgiveness of our sins and when we have obtained forgiveness. It is God who forgives sins. Regardless of one's feelings, there is no assurance of forgiveness except from God. For example, suppose I should mistreat and offend my neighbor. It is obvious that forgiveness would occur with him and not with me. I might desire his forgiveness and seek his forgiveness, but forgiveness would take place in the mind of the offended and not the offender. Even though I might receive a message from some source indicating that I have been forgiven, and I might feel that I had been forgiven, that is no assurance of pardon. Since the forgiveness is an option with the offended, there is no absolute assurance of forgiveness until, by some means of communication from the offended, I, the offender, have been informed that I am forgiven. Man is the sinner, the offender, and God is the offended. Regardless of man's feelings about the forgiveness of his sins, even though he may assume that he has been forgiven, there is absolutely no assurance of pardon until God speaks, revealing the conditions of pardon and assurance of forgiveness. The forgiveness of sins does not take place in the mind of the offender, but with the offended, God. The serious question is, how does God speak to man? How shall I know that God has spoken? Friends, this is not a matter of speculation. You must know that God has spoken. Let us appeal to the proper source, the Bible, to ascertain how God speaks to man. In Hebrews 1:1-2, it is revealed, God having of old time spoken unto the fathers in the prophets by divers portions and in divers manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. In this inspired text, the apostle declared that God hath spoken. There is no doubt about it. He has spoken, and he speaks today. The questions are, how does he speak to us today? How did he speak yesterday? With reference to yesterday or the past, the Hebrew writer declared that God spoke unto the fathers through the prophets by divers portions and manners. That, however, was yesterday, not today. But perhaps someone is thinking, is not God the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever? Yes, my friends, very true. However, it must be known that God has not always spoken to man in the same way. The Hebrew writer very emphatically declares that in old times of the past, God spoke unto the fathers through the prophets in divers portions and manners. But he said, now hear him, at the end of these days, referring to the last days, the age in which we now live, he had spoken unto us in his Son. God has spoken in different ways to different people of different ages. That was God's choice, a part of divine wisdom. Who am I, or who are you, that we should question God as to why he did it? The fact is, he did it. He does not speak to man today in this age of the world, the Christian age, or the last dispensation of time, like he spoke to the fathers of ages past through the prophets by direct revelation. Yes, there was a time when God spoke to man directly from heaven. Man heard the voice of God. Jehovah walked and talked with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Later, God revealed his word to the prophets, who in turn spoke to the people. However, God told the prophet and lawgiver Moses that the time would come when he would no longer speak through the prophets, but he, God, would raise up one prophet, referring to his son Jesus, and he would speak the words which God would place in his mouth. This prophetic declaration is found in Deuteronomy 18:15-19. Hear the words of God as he spoke to Moses. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. In this quotation, God declared that the time would come when he would raise up another prophet, one prophet, and not prophets, through whom he would speak to man. Beyond any shadow of doubt, this prophet was Christ, the Son of God. This truth concurs with the inspired statement of Hebrews 1:1-2, where the Hebrew writer announced that God did speak unto the fathers through the prophets in the past, but in the last days he speaks through his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. While Christ was on earth, he taught the Word of God. Actually, God put the words in his mouth. Remember? God declared that he would do so. Jesus himself stated, "Think not that I came to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." Everything that Christ taught was from God. Jehovah put the words in his mouth. The doctrine of Christ is, therefore, the Word of God. My friends, there is no doubt about it. God not only spoke through Christ while he was on earth, but the apostle definitely declared that God still speaks to man through his Son in this last age of the world. At the time of the writing of Hebrews, in which the Hebrew writer declared that God speaks unto us through Christ, it is obvious that Jesus was no longer on the earth. Christ had already ascended to the Father in heaven. Then the question in order would be, since Christ is no longer on the earth, how does he speak to man today? Does Christ speak to man directly from heaven? Let us continue our study of the Bible that we may ascertain the scriptural answer to these questions. I am sure that you want to know the truth, don't you? While Jesus was upon the earth, he chose certain men as his disciples and schooled them in the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20, the venerable apostle declared that they, the apostles, were ambassadors of Christ, God having given unto them the word of reconciliation. As ambassadors of Christ, the apostles were legally authorized spokesmen of the Lord. An ambassador of a government must have his credentials, having been legally and duly authorized to represent his government. The apostles of Christ were divinely chosen as authorized representatives and spokesmen of Christ to men of the earth. No other man or group of men on this earth ever received such authority from God. Furthermore, as presented in our former address, there never was and never has been any succession of that authority. To be sure that the apostles of Christ, as his ambassadors, would speak only God's word and not misrepresent Christ upon the earth by teaching their own doctrine, as men do today, Jesus promised them he would send the Holy Spirit to bring to their remembrance the truth he had taught them while on the earth, and furthermore guide them into all truth. "But the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said unto you." John 14, verse 26. Also in John 16, 13 and 14, Jesus promised the apostles, his ambassadors, "Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak from himself, but what things soever he shall hear, these shall he speak, and he shall declare unto you the things that are to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine, and shall declare it unto you." From these two quotations, it is evident that Jesus went back to heaven. But before leaving, he chose the apostles to become his spokesmen. He promised them the Holy Spirit, who would come and bring the words of God from Christ to them. The Holy Spirit not only would bring to their remembrance the things he taught them while on earth, but would guide them into all truth. The Holy Spirit, declared Christ, would not speak of himself, but would take the words of Christ and reveal them unto the apostles, whom Jesus chose as his ambassadors. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? You may be sure the Lord fulfilled every word of his promise. And yes, he speaks to us today, but not directly from heaven. He chose the apostles as his spokesmen. By the Holy Spirit, he revealed his word unto the apostles. The miraculous works of the apostles by the power of the Holy Spirit were the inspired credentials of the apostles, establishing proof of the fact that they were the ambassadors of Christ, speaking only as Christ spoke through them. God, through Christ by the Holy Spirit, spoke his word unto the apostles, the only revelation of God to men of this last age. The word of the inspired men was confirmed by the signs, miracles, and wonders. Read Mark 16, verse 20, and Hebrews 2, 3, and 4. Notwithstanding the false and fantastic claims of false teachers today, some of whom will do just about everything in the book to extract money and support from innocent people, There are no such miracles, healings, and wondrous works performed today as were done by Christ and His apostles. You may hear all the false claims by experts at deception over the radio telling you they can heal you of all manner of sickness and disease. They may offer to send you a so-called healing cloth with certain virtues of healing in it. But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, such is a trick to extract money and support from you to support their own selfish interest. No man living on earth today can perform any one of the miracles performed by Christ and His apostles. In the first place, there is no need for it. The purpose of such miracles in the apostolic age was to make people believe in Christ as God's Son and to confirm His word spoken by the apostles. Once a thing is confirmed, it cannot be reconfirmed. Once the word spoken by the apostles was confirmed to be God speaking through them, there was never a need for it to be confirmed again. You cannot reconfirm the word of God, which has already been confirmed. My friends, I tell you, the only voice of God you will ever hear on this earth is God's word revealed in the New Testament. As evidence of this fact, look to the heathens of the lands where the Bible, God's word, has not gone. Millions are groping in darkness and despair. Where the Bible, God's word, has not gone, men do not even have the word Christ in their vocabulary. They know nothing of God. God has not spoken to them because we have not taken His word, the New Testament, to them. In view of this fact, Christ's orders were, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," Mark 16:15. Surely God speaks to man today, but only through His Son, Jesus, in the written and confirmed word of God, the New Testament. When you reject the Bible, you have rejected God. Jehovah made man with an intelligence, and the only way God has to reach man is through the intelligent teaching of His word. May I again remind you, my friends, that God said a long while before Christ came into the world, He would send His Son to the world, and He would put His words in the mouth of Jesus, the prophet, who would speak in His name. Furthermore, God warned that the soul that does not hearken to the words spoken by the mouth of this prophet, it shall be required of him. Beloved, hear me. Are you listening? Will you listen to some of the words that came from the lips of our Master, remembering that God put the very words in the mouth of our Lord? Hear Him as He speaks. Recorded in John 8:24, "Verily I say unto you, except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Who said that, my friends? Those are the words of Jesus. God put the words in His mouth. But listen again. I quote His words from the record of Luke, chapter 13, and verses 3 through 5. Hear Him. "I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? "I tell you, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Who said that? Surely, my friends, you must know the answer. Repent or perish, Jesus declared. Hear Him, my friends, as God speaks His word through Christ His Son. I quote from the Gospel of Matthew, 10th chapter, verse 32. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven." Those are the words Jesus. God put those words in His mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are and wherever you are, I beg you to listen to the voice of God as He speaks to you. Hear Him as recorded in Mark chapter 16 and verses 15 and 16. Are you listening? "And He said to them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." I ask you in honesty and sincerity, my friends, who said that? Who was it that commanded, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved"? I assure you, beloved, those are not the words of Martin Luther. Those are not the words of John Wesley or John Calvin. No, my friends, those are not the words of Alexander Campbell. Who was it that commanded, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved"? Yes, you know, don't you? Those words came from the divine lips of the Son of God. The God of heaven put those very words in his mouth. God said that he would do it. Furthermore, my friends, you must not forget that God declared that the soul that does not hearken to the words spoken by this prophet, the Christ, that soul, shall be required of him, Deuteronomy 18:15-19. Not only did God speak through Christ, his Son, commanding all men to believe in Christ, repent of all sins, confess the name of Christ, and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, but he commanded that all who are taught and baptized must continue to observe all things commanded of the Lord, Matthew 28:19-20. The teaching of the apostles in the New Testament is the voice of God speaking to mankind. What the apostles taught is God speaking as much as if Christ were on earth teaching the Word of God. However, the quotations given on the matter of salvation from sin were from Christ himself. God put the words in his mouth. To reject the words of Christ is to reject God. The penalty is severe. God said, "Whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." Ladies and gentlemen, we plead with you in the interest of your own salvation. Obey the voice of God revealed in his word, the New Testament. Dear friends, we are indebted to Brother Howard that although he has passed from this life, he is as one as able in the New Testament in Hebrews 11:4, by death, yet he still speaks. His lesson today that we have brought back after many years, a lesson on how God speaks to man, is as vibrant, is as effective and truthful today as it was the day that he delivered it. Dear friends, I want to go back to the last small paragraph when Brother Howard made this plea. Ladies and gentlemen, we plead with you in the interest of your own salvation, obey the voice of God revealed in his word, the New Testament. And dear friends, on this day, please allow us to help you with that study of the New Testament as you seek God's will for your life. Let us pause and hear our special broadcast or our special offer of study through this broadcast from R.J. Webb.
Kind listeners, the International Gospel Hour offers absolutely free a Bible study course by mail so you may study in the privacy of your own home. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, "I want the home study." That's it. Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988. And please leave your name, address, and just say, "I want the home study." You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type, "Please send the home study." We'll send it as soon as possible. Thanks always for your interest in the things of God. And now, back to Jeff.
Dear friends, as we consider our broadcast today and how thankful we are to turn back the clock and to hear these wonderful words from Brother Howard, allow me to make a couple of other comments before our broadcast ends. First of all, as we offer so many free materials from the International Gospel Hour broadcast, we want you to know that everything that we offer from our broadcast is absolutely free. We will not ask you to send your money or any type of gift offering to receive anything in return. We are grateful for the gifts of many of the churches of Christ and of Christians and interested individuals that willingly grant us kind gifts. And we never ask our listening audience for money. We're thankful for the Lord and the doors that he opens through the congregations of churches of Christ and of her members. But we would like to offer always things of a free nature. Let me mention a couple very quickly. please go download the International Gospel Hour app for your iPhone or Android. And on the app, you will be able to access videos, two special videos of the late Brother V.E. Howard, and you can hear him yourself. Now, dear friends, if you think that I can imitate Brother Howard, I don't even try. When I use his phrase, "Are you listening?" Well, not everyone can do it the way V.E. Howard could do it. But grateful that that is a good reminder for us to always listen to the Word of God. So please go download our free app today. We'd like to encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, International Gospel Hour, and subscribe. We have videos of programming called Book, Chapter, and Verse that we hope will be profitable to you, but we also want to use that for our studies on the airwaves of the International Gospel Hour. Also, dear friends, Brother Howard mentioned Deuteronomy 18:15-19. As we close today, listen to the words of Acts 3:22-23. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things whatsoever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people." Again, that's Acts 3:22-23, a fulfillment of Deuteronomy 18:15-19. Let us always speak the words of Christ, and let us continue our studies together another time. I'm Jeff Archie for the International Gospel Hour. Thanks for listening, and dear friends, keep listening.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God, but second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in this series by going to the Media tab at our site, internationalgospelhour.com.